cry.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Getting you ready for Thursday night football. The Broncos hosting South Sydney. Wayne Bennett returns to his old stomping ground, MG.
Yeah, some old memories for him and Kevvy Walters, who he coached for numerous premierships. Well, they both find themselves in the one place tonight at Suncorp Stadium, and let the games begin.
We've got you covered all the way through till the final whistle of that one. MG, you'll be calling alongside Ryan Girdler tonight, Dan Ganane, with NRL Primetime from 7 o'clock. But before we get to all that, we're going to have a chat about Mr. Gallant and how he'd be feeling this morning.
He was gallant.
He was gallant.
He was gallant.
He was brave as all hell.
And Justice Hooney was slick.
Yeah.
And look, both of them promoted the sport beautifully last night. We're going to talk about it at length, but well done to both of them.
In a weird way, they both kind of had wins last night.
I think so.
We are going to break that fight down in about 15 minutes' time. But up next, we've got to kick it off with our man, the newsbreaker, Reedy's Mail, because some really big names.
If you've put up for at home and you're about to get out of your car and go and have some dinner, wait 10 minutes. Wait for the hear Reedy, because this news, it's the best he's had all year.
Really?
Yep, it's the best he's had all year. The best mail.
Go. Brent Reed joins us next with Reedy's Mail. We get you ready for Thursday night footy. The Broncos taking on the Bunnies.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M. Reedy's Mail.
The glue that holds the Triple M NRL family together, Brent Reed from the Australian. Reedy, Sean Johnson is probably one of the most high-profile off-contract players who's been told he can look around. Where's his future at?
This is getting to the pointy end. The Sean Johnson saga, I reckon we might have a resolution next week or so. Now, privately, I believe his camp's very bullish about him joining Canterbury. I'm told that they're telling people that, you know, a deal's close to being done there. I've spoken to Canterbury. They have spoken to his management. They've asked his management to go away, come back to them in the next few days or early next week with what Sean will want. Initially, the asking price for Sean was 2 years, $1.6 million. It's now dropped, I believe. There's talk 2 years, $1 million. Obviously, we've had movement to Canterbury today. Dallin Martins-Lesniak is leaving. And that's freed up a lot of salary cap money. They're still paying him for next year. He's on over $800,000. They're paying a portion of that money, but it does clear up a lot of money. So I think we'll have a decision on Sean Johnson, if not over the weekend, by early next week from Canterbury. And once Canterbury press the go button, I expect the deal to be done pretty quickly. So I reckon the Johnson saga is close to a climax.
Well, that's a lot more palatable, isn't it? $500,000 a year instead of $800,000 a year for Sean Johnson. Yeah. And I think he has got a lot of footy left in him. I reckon that's a great deal for the Doggies.
You reckon Trent Barrett would be licking his lips at getting some experience in that side?
100%. Mm. Yeah, 100%. So I think there's a few clubs circling.
Yeah, and you look at Burton Johnson, the halves. I mean, you've got Kyle Flanagan there as well.
Avarillo.
Yeah, Avarillo was outstanding. Look, Shane Flanagan has actually met with the Bulldogs recently about Kyle when these rumours started and was told Kyle's got a future here. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But, you know, they've just got to find a hooker now. They're obviously keen on Brandon Smith and iron out their fullback issues. And they'll have a pretty enviable spine the way they're going.
Yeah.
All right. Well, from one halfback to another, reports that Gareth Widdop's return to the NRL could be sooner than we think, Reedy.
Well, this is gathering steam. It's interesting. George Williams, who obviously left Canterbury, I believe George is on a plane in the morning back to England, and the expectation is he will sign with Warrington.
Yep.
Now, Warrington is where Gareth Widdop is. And the Warriors are circling Gareth Widdop. They're very keen on him at the moment. I think Warrington want a transfer fee for him. Look, I think the Warriors would be willing to pay a small one, not a significant one. That's probably holding things up a little bit. But the Warriors are definitely in the box seat for him. Canberra's got an interest in him as well. We know that. That's been reported. But at this stage, it hasn't progressed anywhere with Canberra. So the Warriors are definitely in the front runners for Gareth. When George Williams gets back there, I expect they'll knock that deal over pretty quick at Warrington, and that should clear the way for Gareth to potentially leave and join the Warriors before the August 1 deadline it is now, isn't it? So there's a lot going on across the Tasman.
Yeah, well, Browning's been very proactive. He let Mamalo go to the Tigers, and now he's Dallin swapped with him. And I must confess, Widdop, I didn't expect to even think about him going to the Warriors. But when I think about it, I think it makes sense. But I think the Raiders need him more.
Well, and the Raiders is an interesting one because obviously they're in the market for Matt Dufty. Now, there's a bit of mail going around today that Matt Dufty won't play I think that, I can't remember when that game is. It's on the weekend
it's
or Friday
on
night?
Saturday, 5:30 game.
Saturday. There's a bit of mail that Matt Duffy won't play in that game if Zach Lomax comes back. So, Matt Duffy, after the way he played last week, disappointing performance. Canberra watched that. But they're still mulling over whether they make a play for him. It would have been handy for him to play this weekend, play really well, impress Canberra, and that probably would have got it over the line. But if he doesn't play, I'm not sure where it leaves. I still think Canberra will have a good hard look at him and potentially make an offer to Matt Duffy. But that performance last week hasn't helped.
All right, such a sliding door moment for him. The week before, we're all praising, saying, come on, Dragons, you're mad. Well, they saw something we didn't see, obviously. And that goal line defence, that one moment, could cost him an NRL career.
Yeah, huge. That is one to keep an eye out for over the next 24, 48 hours if the Dragons confirm Zach Lomax to play. Matt Duffy out of the side, putting his future in jeopardy. Quickly on the Broncos, the side that Duffy tore apart, Reedy. Matt Lodge, I thought Matt Lodge was destined to become a Knight.
Well, I think this ultimately becomes a... Well, I think the situation with the Knights, yeah, it's died. I think it became a money issue to an extent, how much Brisbane were willing to put in, but also I think they sort of backed off at the last minute of the Knights. There were some people there who were very keen and some who were a bit hesitant about Matt. I still expect Matt to leave Brisbane. I think there's going to be some big changes at Brisbane coming up. I think Matt will be one of them. I'd be surprised if he's at the club after August, Matt. And as I said, I think there's going to be some massive changes at that club because they want to get back in the market. They want to sign some experience in their spine. Stay tuned, boys. There's some movement coming.
Well, I read today Jaden Sewer could be one guy who is heading north, and so that means that someone else will have to leave north. So stay tuned, as Reedy says.
And I wouldn't put a line through the Josh Hodgson thing. I know Ricky's keen to keep him, and at the moment, look, I don't think it's gone anywhere. But I think the Broncos are certainly monitoring it and thinking about it and wondering what they do. But before that, they've got to get some movement elsewhere. And I think it's close. I think it's coming, boys.
That's the best he's done. That's Reedy's best mail for the year.
Really?
In my opinion, I'm riveted. Everything he bought out, I'm on the edge of my seat standing here. You've done it again, mate. You've done it again. Awesome work.
Outstanding. Brent Reed with his best mail of 2021, as judged by MG. Reedy, outstanding work. I mean, you can probably hang him up now.
Oh,
I mean, you're done.
No, keep him coming. That's why you are the glue.
All right, Reedy, we will speak to you next Thursday.
Cool, guys.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Tommy Lee on the drums there. It sounded a bit like Justice Hooney hitting Paul Gallen last night with that drum
song. Man, what a fight. It was actually a fantastic card.
It was. It was a terrific lead up. We're obviously talking about Gallen v. Hooney last night at the ICC Centre in Sydney. Before we get to the main event of Gallen v. Hooney, the two Kiwis that went head-to-head.
So it was a bit of karma for one of them.
Well, they went to touch gloves. This is one of the undercard fights.
Bang, right in the guts.
And instead of touching gloves, one of them just thrown a cheeky jab to the gut.
Right in the solar plexus.
It was the only clean shot he landed.
Yeah, and that's unsportsmanlike, and he paid for it.
Yeah, he did.
But it was a really good card, and not since Mundine and Green were fighting in their trilogy. Has boxing been so alight? And one man is to thank for all that. It's Paul Gallen.
In the 10th and final round, this is how it finished.
Oh! To the body. Oh! And down goes Paul Gallen. And after the war of words, justice is served.
10th round TKO to Justice Hooney, the young Aussie heavyweight destined for the Olympics.
He was so impressive. And everyone's talking about Justice Hooney. Oh, look, he hasn't got a knockout blow. Baloney. He's training to be an Olympian. An Olympian gets points in their fights. They're trying to accumulate points. So the faster and the better the clean hits you have, the more points you get. Paul Gallen probably last night helped Justice Hooney get a gold medal at Tokyo. I'm saying that with all sincerity because the way he hit him and because he didn't have that knockout power, you don't see many heavyweights in the Olympic Games going for the big shots because they use up too much energy. Gao was fantastic. Look, for nearly 40, he broke a rib in the second or third round. He is a dead set cyborg. He just keeps coming. He just keeps coming, and he wouldn't go down. Finally, when he did go down the ninth round, he even resorted to something in his old trick bag around the legs tackle. And he's waiting for the ref to go, Dominant, get up, play it, Justice. But look, all in all, I think, all boxing boxers and boxing promoters and all of the boxing family in Sydney and Australia have got to thank Paul Gallen for what he's done in the last 18 months. He's put boxing back on the map in a big way. So Justice Hooney, who has had five professional fights, has probably fought in front of 1,000 people. And we all knew this kid was coming through, but we didn't know how good he was.
So to that point, MG, I'm a casual boxing fan. Like, I pay attention when these fights turn up, right?
Yeah.
I'd never heard of Justice Hooney before this. I'd never heard of him.
Oh, well, I have. Okay. I heard he's the next big thing coming through. And in fact, he's only 22. He hasn't reached his peak. Wait till this kid's 26, 27, and he's put on maybe five or six more kilos, and he comes back from the Olympics, hopefully with that gold medal, and he works on that knockout punch. Because when he gets that, he's going to be up in the elite class, because the way he moves, the speed that he works at, he's got the speed of a lightweight, but he's a heavyweight boxer.
Fast, wasn't he?
Very fast. But Gao's a cyborg. You couldn't hurt him. I mean, it took nine rounds of punishment to put the man down. And that's a guy nearly 40. He's a fantastic promoter. He's a fantastic businessman. And now he's just set himself up for a little patch of his life with $1.5 million, allegedly. We're hearing that.
That's been reported.
Good on him. He deserves every bloody cent. And I hope he fights again. I hope he keeps going. I thought once or twice a year, Gao should keep going until the bug leaves him.
A Sonny Bill Williams, Paul Gallen fight.
Barry Hall, Paul Gallen again. Who knows? Someone else will come.
In 6 months' time, because I think Gao has earned himself a break. I know he'll probably want to fight in a couple of months from now, but... It would be bonkers.
Well, he wants to do it before he gets too old. You know, he's got a young family. He's got young kids. You don't want to be boxing in your mid-40s. You know, he's nearly 40.
Turns 40 in August.
Yeah. Once you get at the 40, 41, 42, I think then you've got to start to say, okay, what am I doing? But at the moment, well done. That's, again, all
you've
I can say is bravo, because
that,
I had a house full. Even though I went to about 11, quarter past 11 last night, and I had to get up at 4 o'clock this morning, it doesn't matter.
Did you get to the gym and start shadow boxing?
No, I got the gym. Thankfully for an invention called coffee. Thankfully for it was great. All the gym we're talking about this morning, and it was. I'm pumped to be talking about it, because it was a great fight. Well done, Justice Hooney. Well done, Paul Gallen. You both get your hands raised in this studio.
Well done, gentlemen.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
MG, round 15 of the NRL is one of the landmark rounds of the competition now. Started all the way back in 2016, and it is going strong. It is buy a beanie for brain cancer round. This terrific cause off the back of a Newcastle legend in Mark Hughes, themarkhughesfoundation.com.au. You can get all your information there, but it is a pleasure to welcome this man back onto the show. Mark Hughes, g'day, Boozy.
Liam, MG, how we going, fellas?
Mate, we are fan-bloody-tastic. It comes around quick this day every year. Obviously, last year was a bit of a COVID-affected season for the fundraiser, but now we're back under high spirits, brother. For those that don't know, Hughesy, tell us, go through your journey, how it happened with you, the brain cancer, and what how'd you set up the foundation, my man?
Yeah, well, everything was going on nicely in 2013. At the time, I was 36 years of age and had three children under 10. And from nowhere, serious headache struck me down for a couple of days. I found myself in hospital, surgery to remove a tumour, radiation and chemotherapy, and my life had changed forever with being classed as a high-grade brain cancer patient. So my wife, Kimberly, and I quickly decided that we had to step up and give this a real shake. So the Mark Hughes Foundation was formed then, MG, and probably couldn't have dreamed of the amazing support we've received ever since.
It's been amazing. I mean, you know, you would have thought you're on death's door, Boozy, and then all of a sudden, 5 or 6 years later, mate, you want to raise $3 million this year. And for those who are listening to this interview, online you can get the Mark Hughes Foundation beanies, IGA, Lowe's, and basically you'll see them everywhere this weekend. And I believe there's some brave souls who are trekking up the coast to arrive at McDonald's Jones Stadium on Saturday as well.
Sure is, MG. We did a 4K walk today just to warm up, but this group, they call themselves the Big Three, three Newcastle boys that decided to put a group together to walk from Sydney to Newcastle and walk into the stadium when the Knights run out against the Warriors Saturday afternoon. So, yeah, there's 28 people that are going to walk around 50k a day. My great mate Billy Peden's one of them, so he'll be leading the charge. And there's Aki Uwate, who's a former player who's going to have a walk, and just some great people walking 50k a day. It's going to be a huge challenge. So I'm going to be walking with them tomorrow, which I'm excited about. But yeah, really great thing they're doing.
Now, speaking of that walk, you kicked it off yesterday. You went from NRL headquarters to the Sydney Opera House. You had Triple M's very own Wendell Saylor involved. Now, Dell, MG, I'm not sure if you saw Dell's Instagram stories. Dell was knackered. I could hear Dell on his Instagram huffing and puffing. He was you nearly broke the great winger, Husey.
Wendell, he's such a great supporter. And, yeah, he was there. And, look, there's rims that he was on a skateboard. I'm not going to confirm that or deny it.
Or a hoverboard.
He was great. He's such a champion guy. And he's always putting his hand up for the foundation. And that echoes right across the rugby league community. You know, MG's been there every year since we've done this. Everyone in rugby league agrees and they get behind it. So it's an emotional weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the least we can do, mate. The least we can do.
Well said, MG. And for those listening to this, the beanies. Now, they you've done well on the designs again, Husey, this year.
I love them.
You've got the white pom-pom affair. You've got the toddler version as well. And then you've got the classic blue and grey stripe ones. $25 for one of the big beanies, the adult beanies. You can grab one of the toddler beanies, the kids beanies for $20. As MG said, you can get them online at markhughesfoundation.com.au or you can buy them at Lowe's and select IGA stores. We'll put up all that information on our socials at Rush Hour Triple M on Instagram, because as well as a photo of us sporting the beanies, MG, because they again perfect for the season.
Oh, it's one of them emotional weekends where we salute guys like Boozy. We remember guys like Matty Callender, who died from this bastard of a disease, and those that are fighting the battle know that there's somebody like Mark Hughes in their corner who are doing everything they can to try and help them out. So, mate, well done. Always well done. Every time we speak to you, you got a smile on your face from ear to ear. This is your carnation. This is something that you and your family can sit back on every year and think that you're doing such a massive thing for other Australians, brother.
Thanks, MG. It's hard not to have a smile on your face when you're surrounded with so many wonderful people and such great support. So, yeah, thanks for the support, guys. Thanks to everyone out there. And if you can, buy a beanie and, get behind our brain cancer.
Well done, Boozy. Enjoy the weekend of festivities. Enjoy all the support you're going to get from the rugby league community. MG, you've done plenty of these long walks. Any tips for Boozy on from a feet perspective, maintenance?
Yeah, the feet are the first things to go, blisters. So make sure you strap your feet before you walk, and then make sure you have a good lubrication every night.
Oh, nipple chafe. That's the other one you're concerned
nipple
about
chafe
on these walks,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, and make sure you walk in some skins or body science skins. You know, the long pants. But make sure you have a nice few beers to celebrate each day as well.
Some great tips. I'm going to take them all on board. Particularly the beers.
Oh, yeah. I thought you would be.
Excellent. Well, all right, Husey, enjoy the weekend. We'll speak to you again soon.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Ryan Girdler, who joins us in the studio. Good evening, guys.
Ah, your high school song, wasn't that, Liam? All the girls used to say.
Stop dragging my heart around.
How are you, boys? A little bit before my time, guys.
Hello, Gergo. Good to see you, buddy. You pumped for this?
Ready for
this
weekend to start again. Away we go. They're on to Origin next week. So it's all happening, MG.
That's coming around quick, hasn't it? Origin 2.
Absolutely.
Girds, did you watch the Gallon fight last night?
I have to say that I didn't watch the Gallon fight. We had some people over last night, and it kind of wasn't their thing. So I saw the highlights today, and it was pretty impressed for both fighters, actually. But I don't think anything sort of went on that was unexpected.
You're more of a lover, not a fighter anyway.
You can call me whatever you like,
yeah,
Liam.
Yeah. Was the catch-up last night about your pie-in-the-sky dream to start a commune up on the Central Coast somewhere?
Are you calling that pie-in-the-sky? That's a lot further down the track than that.
Ryan Evans.
I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, thanks to Lone Pine Tavern. Let's do this.
Oh, Lone Pine, yeah.
1, 2, 3, Rush Hour's Rapid Fire Footy. Fast footy questions, fast footy answers. Thanks to the Lone Pine Tavern.
What have you got today, Liam?
Well, I can tell you
favourite part of the week.
You love it, don't you? You get all excited.
Let there be light. Well, that probably meant nothing to anyone else.
Well, yeah, poor Magnum. Those three blokes on about? We've been in the dark here for the last 50 minutes. Now the lights just come on.
Yeah, it's, well.
Wow, and didn't they come on?
Yes. Rapid Fire Footy is thanks to Lone Pine Tavern. The doors, they're reopened at Rudy Hill as of the Saturday, the 5th of June. So Lone Pine Tavern is open. Get there, have a feed, have a frothy, and it's a great place to watch your Thursday
have
night
a
footy.
A beer. Yeah,
that's an Adelaide thing, mate.
Sorry, okay.
Frothy.
Yeah. All right. Right, first up, gentlemen, which team in the top six do you trust least? Do you have least faith in?
In what? In the finals?
Top six of the NRL.
I would say Parramatta, even though, the Roosters have been decimated with injury. The Eels at the back end of the season, if I was a fan, I'd still be concerned.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking Roosters. I'm thinking it's one injury and one retirement too many for them to cope this year.
Gertz, can I just say, before we continue with rapid-fire footy, you need to stop thinking so much about this. I gave these to you outside the studio before, and you're asking questions and caveats.
You can't dobble him, mate.
Just roll with it, right? Okay.
Don't dobble on the penny, boy.
Okay. Right. Next up, I'm going to give you a player.
Yep. Yeah.
I want you two to tell me which club.
Oh, wow. What are we going
to
say?
I want you two to tell me which club these players are going to be at next year, okay?
What we think they're going to be.
See, this is what I mean, right?
Or where they're just going to end up. Because, I mean, you just can't ask a question that.
Where we think.
Okay, let's just go with it.
Yeah.
MG.
Yes.
Sean Johnson.
He's going to be at the Bulldogs.
Gertz.
South.
What about Aaron Woods? Gertz.
Not sure.
I'm saying Melbourne Storm. Melbourne Storm.
Melbourne Storm. Good from you.
He's with the COVID thing going on, their base is in Sunshine Coast. So I think he could have a nice
He'd love it up there, wouldn't he, Woodsy?
And I think he would be a good mentor for the young forwards coming through the rosters.
I like it. Nah. Was that a hard answer for you to arrive at, MG?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It was.
Yeah, yeah. But he did the work.
Yeah, he did.
And he got an answer. Gers, you want to try again? Aaron
Woods?
Yeah,
sure. Not sure.
Corey Norman. Let's try again, Gers.
He's going to be with him in Not Sure.
Oh.
I have no idea. I have honestly no idea where Corey Norman's going to end up next year.
This is why we pay you, Ryan, to think about these things.
Hang on. Let me just get a dart. The Panthers.
Oh! So that's a scoop now.
Well, that's what I mean.
That's how people start.
That's what I mean. You start throwing things out willy-nilly, and then all of a sudden people are saying, oh, you think that Corey Norman's going to be at the West Tigers.
I think he's going to be at the Broncos back home.
I like it. Yep. That's good from you, MG.
Thanks, mate.
Let's try. Actually, this is how it's done. MG, where's Matt Dufty going to be next year?
I think he's going to be in the Super League.
Nice.
I have no idea where Matt Dufty's going to be next year. Well, I mean, there was talk that he was going to be at Canberra, right? But then Simonson's come along and played
on the
weekend.
And
I don't know where Matt Dufty. Maybe, you know what? He might stay at the Dragons. Because I don't know who they've got coming through. And
no, they told him his services are no longer wanted.
Well, then I don't know.
Your next contract, I'm going to make sure that our boss puts.
No.
You've got a quota.
You've got
a quota of I don't knows in your next contract because you are running through them rapidly. All right, this is the last player.
Okay.
Anthony Milford.
I think Anthony Milford. You know what? I really hope Anthony Milford ends up at the Storm or the Roosters, because I'd love to see him in a proper system with an organisation that could extract the best out of Anthony.
Oh, that's
good.
That's
good
the best
finish.
Answer of the night. You just, you know, you took all the glory then. I'm saying Dragons, reunite with Ben Hunt.
Ooh. And Hook?
That's a scoop.
Hey,
don't tell anyone.
I think you blokes were overrating this segment. It's not as though there are people sitting ready
Hashtag.
To... What's that?
I'm out next week.
You're out?
I'm not doing it. Well, there's no Thursday night footy, so. Pop that.
All right, quickly before we go, gentlemen, beanies for brain cancer around. We all look splendid in them.
Mm-hmm.
MG, what is the one fashion trend that you've never been able to pull off?
Skinny jeans.
You are good.
You love
you got
wearing skinny jeans.
Yeah, I know, but I can't. My kids just look at me and go, what are you wearing that for?
Those King G ones we got last year. Oh, yeah, I thought
I looked good in them, but my kids just bagged them.
You should have just moved up to the large.
Good.
Hey, it's funny you talk. Remember, I just told you that some neighbours called
medium,
in last night.
Medium.
Oh, this will be good.
I had a big couple of days. I've been on a little surf trip, but my legs were sore, so I had skins on.
I've told you to do this.
I've had skins
with
on.
Paint away
I
under
put
it.
Paint away
yep.
underneath it.
Yep.
Skins on.
Yep.
A t-shirt.
Wow.
I had my glasses on, and I had my new Mark Hughes beanie on. And I was walking around the house and the neighbours opened the door and came in and my wife said, you look absolutely ridiculous.
That's...
Because you had your skins on.
But that's
the skins
not even on.
There's nothing over the skins.
Well, I was packing it last night with visitors and I stayed in it.
You stayed in it.
Yeah, I stayed in it. They're coming to my place.
Not even some modesty shorts?
You did the Tyson Frizzell.
The Tyson Frizzell was on last night.
Tyson
Frizzell. He does the same thing.
Sitting in front of the fire.
Yeah, except, have you seen Tyson Frizzell?
He's built like a rig. Have you seen Gerds?
Yeah.
Don't let these clothes fool you, buddy.
he's the only bloke that a pair of skins looks baggy on. Like, there is no calf muscles
down there.
Anyway, there you go, muscles.
Hey,
NRL Prime Time's coming up. NRL Prime Time's coming up next. Good. MG, say goodbye.
This has been the best segment ever. He's Ryan Girdler. He's Liam Flanagan.
Hurry up.
I'm Mark Eye. Stay random.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.